As you know, we have been working through Paul's letter to the Philippians recently, and today we have arrived in chapter 4, which contains some of the most well-known verses of Scripture, starting at verse 4. It contains those well-loved and inspirational words, "Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice." And if we were in a hurry this morning, it would be tempting to read verses 1 to 3 quickly and then to focus on verses 4 to 9. But the good news is that we are not in a hurry. And I want to focus specifically on verses 1 to 3 this morning and give them the time that they deserve. Because Paul here is talking about believers who disagree with each other. This was relevant in Paul's generation, and it is relevant in our day too. So please, let's start by reading Philippians chapter 4, verses 1 to 3. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, you whom I love and long for, my joy and crown, stand firm in the Lord in this way, dear friends. I plead with Euodia and I plead with Syntyche to be of the same mind in the Lord. Yes, and I ask you, my true companion, help these women, since they have contended at my side in the cause of the gospel, along with Clement and the rest of my co-workers, whose names are in the book of life. Now, to put this in context, at the end of chapter 3, Paul has just told us that our citizenship is in heaven. He has contrasted our calling as citizens of heaven with the way of the world, in which people live for pleasure and for shame, with their minds set on earthly things. Paul even goes as far as saying that their God is their stomach. Of course, that is not great news. But there is good news for believers, and especially for any of you who suffer from aches and pains or creaky bones. The last verse of chapter 3 will be welcome news to you if you love Jesus and you are looking forward to his return. Because Paul tells us that when Christ returns, he will transform our lowly bodies so that they will be like his glorious body. That is wonderful news for the people of God. Such wonderful news. So, what could possibly put a dampener on that? What? Well, there is something, and it's pretty serious. People disagreeing with each other, especially the people of God disagreeing with each other. So immediately after Paul has spoken about our new bodies that we shall enjoy for eternity, he pleads with Euodia and he pleads with Syntyche to be of the same mind in the Lord. He pleads with them to agree with each other in the Lord. Now, why does Paul have to plead with them to agree with each other? What can we deduce from this request? Exactly. We can deduce that they have hitherto been disagreeing with each other. And that is both interesting and alarming when we consider what else Paul says about them. Because if you look at all the verses 1 to 3, Paul describes them as sisters whom he loves and longs for. He calls them his joy and his crown. He describes them as his dear friends, those who have contended at his side in the cause of the gospel. He says that they are his co-workers, and he states that their names are in the book of life. What a wonderful list of attributes. Did you manage to find them in the text? Let me read them again. They're so important. He calls them sisters. He says that he loves them and he longs for them. He refers to them as his joy and his crown and his dear friends. He says that they have contended at his side in the cause of the gospel. They are co-workers whose names are in the book of life. What an amazing list of credentials. And therefore, what a surprise, what a shock even, that he says to these same people, please, I plead with you. I plead with Yodia and I plead with Syntyche to be of the same mind in the Lord. Why is this so important? Because he has just urged them in verse 1 to stand firm in the Lord. And it is hard for us to stand firm in the Lord if we are disagreeing and destroying each other. They are described as co-workers who have contended at Paul's side in the cause of the gospel. But they are disagreeing with each other on some matter or other, and we don't know what. And that could destroy their own reputation and Paul's reputation, since they are known to have been working together, and even the reputation of the gospel, of which we are all ambassadors. So what could Yodia and Syntyche have been disagreeing about? Well, Paul has just been talking about the matter of physical circumcision, explaining that in the New Testament era, we who believe in Jesus, we who serve God by his Spirit, we who boast in Christ Jesus and who put no confidence in the flesh, we are the real circumcision. We are those who have entered into a true covenant relationship with God, and therefore we don't need physical circumcision. Now, it may have been that Yodia and Syntyche have been disagreeing about that. Maybe one of them was in favour of physical circumcision and the other was against physical circumcision. That is a possibility, but in reality, that discussion was a matter that the whole church needed to receive teaching on. So, yes, they may have fallen out over this big, huge, massive doctrinal issue, but somehow I doubt it. You see, people in churches rarely fall out with each other over big, huge, massive doctrinal issues. They are much more likely to fall out over small secondary issues, which get blown out of all proportion when pride and selfish ambition take hold. A simple discussion about the interpretation of a word or a phrase can easily escalate into an argument. Or even questions on practical matters such as care for the seniors, work with the children, choice of paint for the church building, or matters to do with food and catering. Simple matters such as these can cause brothers and sisters to be at loggerheads, and it brings such discredit to the name of Jesus. And so Paul says to Euodia and to Syntyche, I plead with you to be of the same mind in the Lord. Please choose to agree with each other in the Lord. Please choose to agree with each other for the sake of the Lord. When you think of all that he has done for you, is it too much to ask you to agree with each other? Is it too much to ask you to be kind and considerate to each other? And this is not the first time in this short letter that Paul has asked his readers to be like-minded. Back in chapter 2 and verse 2, he wrote, make my joy complete by being like-minded. And in order to get them to listen, he is almost making it into a personal request. He says, make my joy complete by being like-minded. It is almost as though he is saying, if you really want to make me happy, though of course joy is so much deeper than happiness, if you really want to make me happy, then be like-minded. Choose to agree. Be kind and considerate to each other. And the fact that Paul is saying the same thing in both chapters 2 and chapter 4 means that we really must take notice. Being like-minded, choosing to agree with our brothers and sisters, is essential for the growth of the gospel. In chapter 2, Paul addresses the church as a whole when he says, make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and of one mind. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves, not looking to your own interests, but each of you to the interests of others. That's in chapter 2, whilst in chapter 4, Paul addresses specifically two people when he says, I plead with Euodia and I plead with Syntyche to be of the same mind in the Lord. He's addressing two individuals, but the very fact that he includes this request in a letter that will be read to the whole church suggests that Paul knows that disagreements between individuals within the church affect the whole church. And that is why this matter is so important. So, as we draw this short message to a conclusion, let's commit ourselves to the Lord, to his word, to his kingdom, and to his priorities. And let's also commit ourselves to being like-minded, to loving each other, and to being one in spirit and of one mind. Let's commit ourselves to do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but rather in humility, let's value others above ourselves, not looking to our own interests, but each of us to the interests of others. Amen.